Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
I spent time during some of the slow days following the holidays catching up on a stack of reading that I'd let go when things were busier. I'm one of those people who tends to alternate between multiple reading sources. As it turned out, I happened to read two articles from opposite ends of the spectrum on the same day. One was about how the melting of the Arctic ice continues to accelerate. Based on satellite data, the annual minimum for Arctic sea ice fell 7% per decade between 1980 and 2000. But since then, the amount of ice is dropping about 14% per decade. The thinning ice sets up a feedback loop. Because the ice is getting thinner, it takes less heat to melt more. At the same time, this change is slowing down the jet stream. That in turn means that storms move more slowly. Now that same moisture-laden storm may take days instead of hours to clear an area. And because of that, there's more rain, there's more snow, there's more wind, and there's more damage. So that's what's going on in the here and now. The water's rising and the land is shrinking. The second article I read was about the ashfall fossil beds in Nebraska. This amazing discovery was made relatively recently, in 1971, when a paleontologist, Michael Voorhees, and his geologist wife, Jane, were out in a station wagon roaming around in Nebraska. He noticed an ash layer, and he noticed part of a skeleton in there. And since then, that area has been excavated and revealed a tremendous amount of fossils. Some people have described the ashfall bed as a prehistoric Pompeii because the ash had the effect of preserving the specimens. Whereas the residents of Pompeii tended to die a very quick death, the animals that were overwhelmed by the cloud of ash that overtook them died a much slower and more painful death. The area that Voorhees had discovered was at a water hole where the animals came to drink, and they also came to die. And so many of them died that they died in layers. The ones with the smallest lung capacity most likely died first, and then the larger animals. So what would you see if you went to the Ashfall Fossil Bed State Historical Park in Nebraska? On the bottom of the ash bed, you'd see skeletons of birds, pond turtles, and musk deer. Above them are the ancient horses and camels, and then rhinos and giant tortoises, the last to die, at the very top. 14 million years ago, Nebraska was a subtropical jungle. Near the ashfall bed, other scientists have found skeletal remains of alligators and large fish. By the time the volcanoes erupted, it had become a savanna. Back when the area was moister, the horses had three toes. As the area became drier, they started to lose them. And so in the fossil record, you can see that there's no single branch that leads from those prehistoric animals to today's modern horse. This made me think about the rising water level and how much easier it is sometimes to deny that the climate is changing. Naturally, fossil beds tell us that the climate has always changed. The climate is changing much faster than it used to. The Arctic ice cap is melting at twice the rate in the past 10 years as it did in the preceding 10 years. There's water. There's water everywhere. And yes, maybe you can make a good quality beer out of it the same way you can make lemonade from lemons. But in the end, there's only so much beer you can drink. There's only so much you can numb your mind before one day you have to wake up and look around and realize that things are changing.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.